In short, two children are among those killed in the latest strikes on Lebanon, which Israel says were targeting Hezbollah militants. The Israeli military said the group had launched two drones at Israeli troops operating in southern Lebanon. What's next? The strikes are fueling fears of a re-escalation in the conflict between Israel and Hezbollah as the so-called ceasefire deteriorates. Israeli strikes on a southern Lebanese town has killed at least 12 people, including two children early, Lebanon's health ministry said, in one of the deadliest days of Israeli bombardment in recent weeks. Fears of a renewed Israeli military campaign are mounting in Lebanon after days of escalating strikes despite a June ceasefire that was meant to halt fighting between the Israeli military and Lebanese armed group Hezbollah. A woman who said she was related to at least three of the dead said one attack hit a residential building as children were getting ready for school. The Israeli military said it struck people seen transferring weapons in the area of the town, Kfar Rumman. At the site, Reuters reporters saw children's school books strewn between chunks of concrete where the building once stood. Rescue workers with heavy machinery had worked throughout the morning to pull bodies out from underneath the rubble. 8-year-old Mustafa Farhat lost his grandparents and his mother in the strike, locals said. Rescue workers were still searching for his father's body on Monday morning while the boy lay in the hospital being treated for his wounds, they added. One of his relatives, Mona Farhat, told Reuters it was their home that was hit in the run-up to school time. What did they target? What is the goal they are targeting? Do they want us to leave our land? They are mistaken, Ms. Farhat said at the hospital. Lebanon's health ministry said 11 people, including two children and four women, were killed in that attack on a residential building on Monday. State media had earlier said the attack happened after midnight. A separate Israeli drone strike on a civilian vehicle in the town killed one medic, the health ministry said. Two other medics were wounded in the strike, the ministry said. The strikes on Kfar Rumman came without an online evacuation warning from the Israeli military. Israel reviewing reports of civilian casualties. Israel's military said steps had been taken to mitigate harm to uninvolved individuals, including the use of precise munitions and aerial surveillance. The military said it was reviewing the report that uninvolved individuals were harmed as a result of the strikes. The Israeli military said Hezbollah had launched two explosive drones overnight towards Israeli troops operating near the Ali al-Tahir Ridge, a strategic cluster of hills in southeastern Lebanon where Hezbollah is thought to have built an underground military complex. Loading? Israel said last week that it had cleared Hezbollah fighters out of the ridge. Hezbollah has not commented, and Reuters could not independently confirm the military situation at Ali al-Tahir. In the days since, Israel has ramped up deadly strikes on towns to the ridges north and west, where residents had returned after the June ceasefire, Lebanese security officials told Reuters. The officials said they were anticipating continued escalations in the south in the coming weeks. On Sunday, at least 11 people were killed in Israeli strikes on three towns near the ridge, Lebanon's health ministry said in an updated toll. Two of the dead were women killed in strikes on the town of Arab Salem, where Israel's military had issued an online evacuation warning at 6:04 a.m. local time, 1:04 p.m. AEST. The health ministry said separate Israeli strikes on Sunday had destroyed the Gander Hospital in the town of Nabati al-Faqa. Four other people were killed on Friday, including a woman, it added. Those strikes came without evacuation warnings. Israeli strikes on Lebanon have killed more than 4,300 people since Hezbollah launched rockets at Israel on March 2, 2 days after the start of U.S. and Israeli strikes on Iran, triggering an Israeli air and ground offensive. The dead include more than 250 children, nearly 400 women, and more than 130 medics, according to Lebanon's health ministry. The ministry does not otherwise distinguish between civilians and militants, and Hezbollah has not issued a toll for its own fighters. The ceasefire saw violence decrease dramatically, but Israeli troops occupying swathes of southern Lebanon have continued razing villages in the self-declared security zone. Israel's military has continued carrying out strikes both within the zone and to its north, mostly without evacuation warnings. UN expert issues warning over Gaza rubble clearing. Growing tensions in southern Lebanon on Monday came on the same day a United Nations expert warned that large-scale rubble removal in parts of Gaza under Israeli control risked erasing traces of atrocity crimes and preventing the recovery and identification of human remains. Francesca Albanese, the United Nations Special Rapporteur on the Palestinian Territories, warned in a statement that the implications of Israel's ongoing removal, crushing, and relocation of rubble in Gaza were profound. Gaza's rubble contains human remains and physical evidence relevant to the investigation of alleged international crimes, including genocide, she said, pointing to estimates from Palestinian authorities that more than 10,000 people remain buried under the debris in the war-ravaged Palestinian enclave. The Italian-born independent expert has faced harsh criticism from Israel and some of its allies over her long-standing accusations that Israel is committing genocide and other war crimes against Palestinians in Gaza and the occupied West Bank. Albanese, who was appointed by the UN Human Rights Council in 2022, but who does not speak on behalf of the United Nations, said she had received credible information from multiple sources last month of deliberate and widespread removal, crushing, and transport of rubble. In the devastated Israeli-occupied Palestinian territory, rubble is not just construction waste, the expert insisted. It is part of a crime scene, a graveyard, and the material record of what happened during a brutal and senseless bombing campaign that lasted 2 years. Reuters,